Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode is all about the big domino, the one big thing. It's a concept that I read about recently in the book called Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. And there's a section in there where he talks about a seminar he went to where it was a bunch of different speakers and everybody in the room had paid, you know, some ridiculous sum of money to be there. And it was only people making over $1 million a year that were allowed to be there. And one of the keynote speakers was Tim Ferriss, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek. And Tim Ferriss came up on stage and he basically broke it down, everything that, you know, he had to talk about. And then come the Q&A time, a lady asked him a question and said, you know, Tim, it seems like you get a lot done. What exactly do you do every day? And he kind of laughed a little bit and smirked. And the way he told the story is he said he basically didn't do a whole lot. He just woke up, you know, drank some tea or coffee, went for a walk, maybe read a book. He said he might even spend 3 to 4 weeks or a month, you know, doing that kind of a thing, just meditating a lot. Because what he said was it was more important for him to find out the one big thing in his life that he could get done that would knock down the rest of all the little things that he was working on. The one big thing that would make all of them either irrelevant or would knock all them down. So he said, instead of having a to-do list, instead of having, you know, this really long to-do list every day and trying to get all this work done, to focus on that one big thing. So I've been challenging myself recently to kind of like figure out that one big thing. And reading more into Russell Brunson's books, Dotcom Secrets and Expert Secrets, I'm starting to realize that it matters in pretty much everything you do in life. You really focus on that one big thing and you focus on working towards that goal and don't distract yourself with too many projects. It's important because, especially in the sales process, when you're trying to sell anything, if you try to convince somebody, you know, of 1, 2, 3, 4 different points within one sales presentation, you tend to lose, you tend to lose them a little bit. You gotta focus on the one big selling point, right? And there's other supporting points, but you want them to support that big selling point, not have multiple selling points. Major selling points. So like for instance, with e-commerce and drop shipping, if you're getting product descriptions rewritten, which is one of the things I teach how to do in the masterclass that I have. And you know, you have to make sure that the person who's rewriting that is prepped and understands that this product solves a problem. So no matter what they're doing throughout the product description, no matter what they're writing about, they have to come back to that problem that product is solving. You know, for whatever that is, you know, like for instance, here's a niche teak patio furniture. It's solving a problem because teak furniture, you know, it stands the test of weathering, right? They have teak wood out in Indonesia and they cut down the trees and they built the furniture out of it and they export it all over the world. And teak furniture can sustain a marine environment and that's why people have it in their patio. And so, you know, if you're trying to sell like a bench, like a teak furniture bench or teak furniture patio set or something like that, you have to come back to that one big selling point, which is that, you know, that furniture will be able to sustain long periods of time, lots of rain, lots of humidity, you know, all the sorts of things that weather will do to outdoor furniture. And it will last longer than other things. It'll last longer than wicker. It'll last longer than any kind of wood in that kind of environment. So, you know, and then people want to be able to enjoy their furniture for longer. So that's one of those really big selling point things. That's just an example. But, you know, and when it comes to selling anything else, like let's say you're selling a digital product, you want to make sure that whatever problem that digital product is solving, that it's going to be able to, that you're going to be able to talk about that one big problem. You can talk about it in different ways, but always come back to that one big thing. Because when you focus on that thing and then you wrap it up, you come back to that one big thing, I think that's really important. That's what's going to sell your stuff. And for instance, with like the E-commerce Paradise Academy, my goal is to help people break free of the 9-to-5. And be able to travel, work from home, spend more time with their family, all that sort of stuff. And the one big thing, though, still is breaking free of the 9-to-5 because that's kind of where it all begins. You know, like when you have your 9-to-5, you're working a full-time job, you're time-starved, and you don't have to be able, you're not able to spend time with your family. You're not able to be able to go do the things you want to do, and your income is also less because of that. So, the thing about building out a training course is that it can be very long and intensive, but what I have to do is keep people in the mindset of why they're there, and that is to break free of the 9-to-5, you know, break free of that grind. And then when they've done that, it's to scale and continue to grow. And when times are tough, you just stay focused. And when times are great, you set money aside, you put it into savings for a rainy day, and you continue to scale. And you don't get too boisterous or pompous, you just focused and keep your head down and keep working good. And then you reward yourself with vacations and all that stuff. But the key is, like, coming back to it, becoming an entrepreneur is all about your why, you know? And that why is the one big thing. That why is your big domino in life. It's your personal domino. So in your personal life, you probably have all these things that you're pulling in different directions. You have things in your love life. You have things in your fitness life. You have things, you know, in your hobby life. You have things travel-wise. You have things work-wise and career-wise. You have things friendships and, you know, big events that you want to go do, right? There's all these different things pulling your attention in different ways all throughout your life. And what you have to break down in your personal life is you have to break down that one big thing, that one big reason as to why you are living. Maybe you have some sort of a purpose, you know, the big purpose domino that's going to knock down all the rest of the dominoes in your life and make it easier to make decisions. Make it easier to decide to say no if you need to a certain thing, and make it easier to say yes to the things that do matter because they do align with your purpose, which is your one big domino. And then the thing about having that in your life, in your personal life, is that you're going to be able to make the rest of those little things irrelevant. So if you have like this shiny object syndrome, you know, you're chasing the next, you know, big thing and you want to get into Bitcoin or you want to get into doing, you know, affiliate marketing in some certain way, you know, native ads or something like that, whatever. Like if you want to get really, you know, do like AliExpress dropshipping, Facebook ads, you know, because you see some people out there posting screenshots that are insane. Listen, like, I get it, you know, it's another way to make money. It's almost like a challenge. Like, yeah, I want to do it just to, like, prove that I can. Well, the thing about that is that, is it really going to serve you in the long run? Is it really going to be a skill set that's going to serve you in the long run? And maybe it is, and so you could learn it. But you have to be willing to do something with that too. You can't just, you know, learn it and then, you know, let, you know, hopefully make some money from it and then say, whatever, I'm just going to chill now. You have to, like, do something with what you learn, you know, maybe reteach it or you know, sell your business or something like that and start a new one. I don't know. But having that one big purpose in life is really going to help drive you towards the goals that are going to best serve you. So I've been taking a big, you know, having a big question mark over my head. Should I do more niche sites? Should I work on a big broad site? Should I just build my academy out? And I've been thinking really hard about this and, you know, rereading that and rereading the 4-hour work week, I'm starting to realize that the best way to go for me is to build out my e-commerce paradise academy. And I really want to focus on that. And the thing about that is it's actually a case study program. So I'm actually building out a real dropship store as I build the material. So it's a step-by-step case study program. So you can actually follow along and actually watch exactly how to build one of these stores and how I do it super optimized and how I basically build six-figure stores. And that's the amazing thing is that most courses don't teach this kind of stuff. I feel like they hold back the good stuff and they hold back the detailed stuff just because they want to make it simpler. But the key is like none of this stuff is simple. You know, you can think that it's simple, but in the long run, you have to get into the details. You have to get into the trenches because if you don't, every little thing matters. And if you don't build the whole puzzle out the way it's supposed to be built, you're not going to get the whole picture and you're not going to build out the funnel and you're not going to have the success. Right? So if you want to build a real long-term sustainable business and beat out your competition, you have to fill in the details. You have to fill in the blanks. And there's tons of them. And I go into each one in my course and it's taken me a long time to build it. I mean, honestly, because it's not just something I can, you know, throw together like I've done in the past because I'm really good at that. Just throwing things, you know, and I know exactly what needs to be done. I just, you know certain order to anything. But now building the course out, it's tough because I have to find out, you know, exactly which order things should go in. And, you know, I'm thinking of that student, that perfect student for me is somebody who wants to break free of the 9-to-5, someone who has, you know, a good job, but is time starved, doesn't have the time to spend with their family, has money to afford a course, has money to afford to start up a business, wants an online business for all the reasons why I've talked about location independence and, you know, location freedom and all this stuff. So they're willing to invest with me. They're willing to invest their time and their money. And I'm willing to work with that person because that person actually wants to get things done and is committed. And so, you know, that kind of person is perfect because they're willing to put in the time and effort to do all the small detailed stuff. I feel like somebody who out there is just trying to get rich quick, is trying to find shortcuts, is trying to get something that probably isn't there. Like I get emails sometimes from people, hey man, I want to start a business that's doing $100,000 a month and da, 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 da. And you know, I heard you can do it in like a month or like a week or two and all this BS, you know, and I'm just like, come on man, like it's not a get rich quick thing. Like you have to put a lot of time and effort into it up front and some money. But once you build it out and you send that really good optimized traffic to your store, you'll get sales and the sales will be very passive because you've done all this work up front. And, you know, along with that, you'll get credit card rewards and you'll be able to keep the cash. You know, you get paid out right away because it's drop shipping. It's not affiliate marketing. And you can, you know, grow and build your business from there. So it's worth the work. It's worth the effort, but it takes a lot of time. Again, as long as you have one big thing to focus on and work towards, it's a lot easier to focus and work towards something. If you always have your attention spread out across a bunch of projects, it's very difficult. For instance, if you have a bunch of different niche sites, it can be quite difficult to manage them all. So you have to focus on building a team. And when you build a team, you have to hire a manager to manage that team, so you're not the only one managing the team. And that's your one big domino at that point, you know, is making sure that manager is managing all those people to manage all those niche sites and that things are actually getting done, right? And when you have a really good team in place, managing all your niche sites out for you, then, you know, you can have a very lucrative business. You know, think about Wayfair or Amazon or Walmart, you know, what they have to deal with. They have teams of people handling all different facets of their business, and they have to manage those people, and they have to have managers that manage those managers. So their one big domino is a lot of different things, but, you know, it comes through their unique selling proposition. Amazon, their unique selling proposition is that they are the most customer-centric website and company in the world. And that's their thing. So that's their one big domino. They want you to believe that no matter what, if you do business with Amazon, you're going to get taken care of. Walmart, their one big domino is, you know, they have low prices. So they're always going to have the lowest prices no matter where you shop. You come to Walmart, you'll get the lowest price. And that's their one big domino. And they attract their target client that way. And so with you, just think about what's your one big domino in your business, create that unique selling proposition, and really promote that in every type of marketing material you create. And that's really going to help you get more customers and more business in the long run. So I hope that makes sense, guys. Focus on one thing. Don't focus on a bunch of things and lose all your effort. Build something out. And it's all about consistency every single day, working a little bit here, a little bit there. And communication. I would say consistency, content, and communication, and community. You know, those are the main things. So focus on consistency of building content out, consistency of communicating with your customers and your suppliers, and consistency with building up your community and communicating with them, because community is all about communication. And have fun with it and enjoy the process as it goes, because it's not about where you go, it's about how you get there. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Definitely go check out my free dropship niches list. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com and you can sign up for the mini course there. And there's a niches list link as well. 99 profitable, vetted, high-ticket dropshipping niches. And if you sign up for the Academy, you'll get access to my Niche Hacks course and all of my ongoing niche reports, as well as the masterclass itself, where you actually get a step-by-step case study program where you can build out a dropshipping business using high-ticket dropshipping and Shopify. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.